guys. Welcome to the Ginger Veteran Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Gregory. This is episode 11. There are two kinds of people in this world. So real quick, before we get into this episode, I want to let you guys know there's two ways that you can reach out now. Originally, we just had the website, www.thegingerveteranpod.com. You could go down to contact us, send us a message. That message comes directly to me. I'm the only person who sees it. I'm the person who responds to it. Now, a new way is through Facebook. You can search Fred Gregory on Facebook, and you'll know it's me by the Ginger Veteran Podcast picture and my profile picture. Drop me a message on there, and we can talk about, you know, you doing an anonymous mission, or we can talk about you wanting to get an interview and get your own episode. So those are two ways that you can reach out and get on the show or get your story told. Again, everything goes to me. Everything stays with me. Nothing leaves me. I tell your story on the podcast, full anonymity, and, you know, everything is protected. Everything's covered. If you do want to put a name to your story, just like a couple episodes ago, you can do that, and we'll work together on putting a name together that you want to attach to the show if you want to give it some life. So another thing that we do here at the Ginger Veteran Podcast, if you do an interview episode, you can pick the title of your episode. I will record the interview with you. I will get it edited with the intro music, the intro to the show. I'll send it back to you, and then I'll get your blessing on releasing it. I never release it until I get that blessing. Then there is the anonymous submission. Okay. If you want, when you submit your anonymous story, you can put a title to that show. If not, I will pick the title. Again, just like I said earlier, the anonymous submission, if you want to attach a name to it to give it a little bit more life to the story, we can work together on that and kind of get you a name attached to that story. Everything will be protected. I won't do locations. I won't do mental health facilities that you've been to. I won't do anything like that. So that's really how we keep your story protected when you do an anonymous submission. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, what I wanted to do with this episode is just kind of take a step back from all the seriousness, right? I really thought about this when I took my break last week. I took a mental health break because, you know, this was really getting to me, because there's a lot going on in this show when I talk about these stories. You know, it was really tough for me to go through the postpartum depression, a mother's silent battle. That episode was really, really tough. But, you know, I'm dedicated to this, but if I'm not in the right frame of mind, I don't want to do it, because I don't want to blemish the story by not being able to give 100%. Then I realized, as I was taking my mental health break, you guys, if you listen to the show every week, then you don't get that break. You don't get the opportunity to take that break like I do. So what I wanted to do, and full disclaimer, I'm not a comedian. I'm not a professional make you laugh type person. That's not who I am. I wish I was. That would be amazing. I love seeing people laugh. I love seeing people smile. I love making it happen. It's phenomenal. But I just don't have that skill. So that's a disclaimer. I may think this is funny. You may not. But it still gives you that break from those hard-hitting stories that we usually put out. So that's kind of what I wanted to do. Kind of wanted to sidestep what we you know, usually do on this show and just kind of take a break from it. So what I'll do is I'll kind of break the ice here a little bit and tell you there are two kinds of people in this world. Those who believe that there are two kinds of people and those who don't. There's also two kinds of people in this world. People who put people into two categories and people who don't. Now, if you think about the statement, there are two kinds of people in this world, you could really use it in a lot of different ways. People use it as a comic effect. People use it as a generalization statement. People use it as a philosophical statement. I really wanted to focus in on some funny things that I've heard, and I want to use those to kind of, you know, just slow down, right? Just give you guys a break and let you listen to something that's a little bit different. Next week, I promise we're going to get back in line. Do have some people that are interested in doing interviews, and I'm trying to get some of those lined up and get some of those ready for next week. And I'm also trying to get some anonymous submissions together and release those. So those are going to be coming. The episodes are going to start back normal next week. We're going to kind of get this little break here. I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be a short episode. It's not going to be long and lengthy like, you know, it has been. But this one is kind of near and dear to my heart. One of many, honestly. You know, there are two types of people in this world. Those who love coffee and those who are wrong, right? Because I'm a big coffee fan. I love coffee. I love the flavor of coffee. I love the bitterness of black coffee, but I don't drink it all the time. I love the sweetness of coffee with cream in it, but I don't drink it all the time. Sometimes I'll do just plain black coffee. Sometimes I'll do black coffee with honey. I love coffee, man. I am one of those people who are absolutely a lover of coffee. I am not somebody who's wrong. I'm not. And if you're one of those people who are wrong, hey, we're not all perfect, right? We can't be perfect. There's also two types of people in this world. Those who can extrapolate from incomplete data. So, you know, I like to think that sometimes, you know, when people are thinking about this statement, there are two types of people in this world. I like to think that even if you use it for a generalization or if you use it as a philosophical, you don't really believe that, because there can be more than two types of people. But it's funny, right? It's dark. It can get dark, right? You know, there are two types of people in this world. Those who are racist and those who joke about being racist, right? You can do all kinds of things with this statement. And I think that people really, sometimes they just take this stuff too seriously, man. People take life too seriously. Life is meant to be enjoyed, whether we believe that or not, right? Life is meant to be enjoyed. And that's kind of what I want to do with this episode. So there are two types of people in this world, introverts and extroverts. Introverts will hear a pin drop. Extroverts will hear a pin drop, and then they want to talk about it, right? And, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, there are two types of people in this world. There are those who procrastinate, and I'll finish that one later. So, sorry, I'm stupid. I said I'm not a comedian. I don't know if you laughed. I hope you laughed. I hope you're listening to this and you're just cracking up, or at least cracking a smile, just kind of breaking your monotonous day, breaking away from the regular episodes that we do, just kind of giving you something different, something to enjoy. I do want to say this. You know, there are two types of people in this world, optimists and pessimists. Optimists see the glass as half full. Pessimists see the glass as half empty. But then there's also realists, and they'll just drink the water, right? That's how it works. There's also two types of people in this world. Those who will pee in the shower, and those who will get out, get everything wet, and pee in the toilet, and then get back in the shower. Me, I'm the type of person that's just going to aim for the drain, right? Aim for the drain, because if I get out of the shower and I get everything wet, then when I get out of the shower to dry off and to finish my shower, I'm going to have to dry everything up and clean everything off, because if not, my wife is going to murder me. And I'm too lazy for that. So I would probably just end up in a casket, honestly.
Misfits Motorsports is more than a racing team. It's a mission. Dedicated to our nation's veterans, the Misfits mission raises awareness for veteran suicide while providing support, purpose, and opportunities for veterans and youth. Together, we're driving change. Learn more on Facebook at Misfits Mission.
Do you want to show people that you care about mental health? Head on over to findthegoodbrand.com. Find some swag that you like, put it in your cart, use the code GVP10 to get 10% off your entire order. Findthegoodbrand.com. As we float through life, it's really important to remember. The best way to look at a statement like there are two types of people in this world is to look at it from a comedic stance. That's the best way to do it. There are two types of people in this world. Those who find pleasure and comfort in humor, and those who don't. You have to remember, when they say laughter is the best medicine, it's not always cookie cutter. It's not always for everyone. Thank you guys for listening to this very short episode, this episode that is a break from what we normally do. We'll be back next week. When we come back next week, we'll be back to our regular schedule and doing what we do best, trying to help others, trying to share other stories, and just trying to be there for our fellow humans. And I think that's really important. I think that's something we've all lost sight of. So, again, everybody that's listening, I love you guys. Thank you for showing support. Thank you for being here. And thank you for supporting others around you. And I hope you guys have a great day and a great week. And enjoy. Thank you.